From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The announcement by the nation's largest bank, Bank of America, that it's ready to resume foreclosures on homes in nearly two dozen states is expected to prompt smaller banks to follow suit. Already, GMAC says it will proceed with foreclosures as well. Bank of America spokesman Dan Fromm says the company is satisfied with its review of the paperwork in its foreclosure cases.
We've completed the review in those states. And we are beginning to prepare the foreclosure affidavits again, and we will resubmit them into the courts for judgment.
Consumer advocates and attorneys for homeowners, though, are saying they're skeptical that Bank of America could have thoroughly reviewed all of the paperwork so quickly. A federal judge is expected to rule today on the government's request to delay her order halting the Pentagon from enforcing the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy barring gays from serving openly in the military. NPR's Rachel Martin says the judge has indicated she's leaning toward denying the government's request.
The Pentagon has agreed to abide by the injunction, which means they'll stop enforcing the ban. But at the same time, top military officials have issued memos urging service members not to adjust or alter their personal behavior in any way because it's such a legally tenuous environment. Things are very unsure when it comes to the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. And so they're urging service members not to necessarily come out and declare their sexuality one way or the other. They say there are too many changes that could be possible. This is still far from being settled.
NPR's Rachel Martin reporting. At least three people are dead and 17 others injured in an attack on a parliamentary complex in the capital of Chechnya today. One of the victims was a parliamentary official. Strikes and other job actions are widening in France in this, the sixth day of protest against the government's effort to raise the retirement age in that country. The protests are heading for a showdown today in advance of a final vote by lawmakers on the retirement system changes. Anita Elash reports the protests are causing gas shortages and air travel problems in France.
All 12 oil refineries in the country are closed and at least 2,500 gas stations have run out of fuel. About half of flights are canceled today. Truckers are blocking roads and strategic locations such as supply depots. Students are also protesting. Some of their demonstrations ended in confrontations with police. Unions have called for nationwide street demonstrations later today. They hope for a bigger turnout than at similar marches a week ago when they say 3.2 million people turned out. For NPR News, I'm Anita Elash in Paris.
A typhoon that killed 10 people and flattened forests in the Philippines is over water again. Forecasters say the storm is now headed toward southern China. This is NPR News from Washington. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin has launched a series of Tea Party rallies that will run right up to Election Day, 2 weeks from today. The first gathering was in Reno, Nevada.
It's a beautiful thing, this grassroots movement of the people, for the people. It's we the people. Again, the left just doesn't know what to do with you. So keep up the good work. November 2nd is coming.
And in a veiled reference to a possible presidential bid, Palin said she can see 2012 from her house. Apple Computer Company has reported a 70% surge in its quarterly earnings. Its revenue topped $20 billion. NPR's Wendy Kaufman says Apple's results make it the second most profitable technology company in the country, behind Microsoft.
While the quarterly performance was impressive, some company observers expressed disappointment that profit margins had fallen, and Apple said they would fall even more this quarter. In addition, some on Wall Street were hoping for iPad sales that were even stronger than they were. The company sold nearly 4.2 million iPads and more than 14 million iPhones in the most recent quarter. In a surprise appearance on a conference call yesterday, Apple CEO Steve Jobs praised the iPhone and the iPad and disparaged some of his company's competition, including Rim's BlackBerry and Google's Android operating system used in mobile devices. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
A fast-moving fire in a row house in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, has killed five people, four of the victims' children. Firefighters reached the site quickly but were unable to rescue anyone because the house was fully engulfed in flames. Fire officials say the home did have smoke detectors, but they were not functioning. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for